This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson. Many of us have do-it-yourself hobbies, from craft work to gardening. But what if you want to break into the music industry all by yourself in a genre that you could say has technical barriers to entry? That's exactly what Ralph Chumbati is trying to do. Ralph had always been interested in music. Shortly after his family moved to Fairfax County from Zimbabwe, he took choir classes in elementary school. Eventually, in high school, he moved up to an audition-only show choir. Now, at age 23, he's trying to self-start a career in hip-hop. Last year, Ralph convinced his friends to help him build a studio from scratch. He began cutting tracks under the name RTC. When he released his first EP on the streaming service Spotify, he was shocked when his music received 30,000 hits in less than a month. He's done shows with the artist Papoose from Love & Hip Hop, and he's an artist you can hear on WAMU's Capital Soundtrack. Ralph, or RTC, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
As we said, you were born in Zimbabwe. Yeah. How do you think that background is reflected in your music, and is there a track that best encapsulates that that background?
Definitely, I have that incorporated within my music because, you know, Africa's always been my roots, and my music, I try to incorporate a little bit of myself in there as I go. A great track, I would say, that incorporates that would be Cover Girl. That song right there, you know, reminds me of the grassroots music of Zimbabwe, the kind of music my dad used to play, and... Definitely that song right there, it gets people, it gives them that vibe that you're back in Africa having fun. Girl, I'm loving your body the way that you want it. Slow down, rewind, and you
know that I'm mine, yeah. Want me pull up right behind me, yeah. All of your tracks have been recorded in a homemade studio. Tell me a little bit about the process that went into making this studio. In fact, we do have some pictures that we'll put up on our website. What does this thing look like and how big is it?
So the studio, it's actually a funny story. A couple friends and I were hanging out in the house they had just moved into, and I was in one of the rooms. The guy had some drums sitting around in one corner, some bongos in the other corner. I was like, yo, this would be a dope studio. And he's like, yeah, sure. I was like, all right, cool. Couple weeks go by, we start getting all the equipment and everything set it up, and the first night we got everything up and running, Cinco de Mayo. That's a studio birthday.
So what'd you have to do? Soundproof the walls?
I mean, everything, man. We had to buy the synthesizers. We had to buy the microphones. I had a computer that I had custom built specifically for music. The booth, we turned out another room, built a tri-fold around it for the microphone, soundproofed it, put foam panels and the sound dampening panels. There's a lot of like reconstruction going on to this house, and it's just like, it looks like a normal family house until you move on to this one section and it's just this music studio out of nowhere. I get on my level and then you know they let me. Cause in the
dressy, the women different, you get the message and night. This is not your first do-it-yourself project when it comes to music. You've told us that your first attempt at making your own rap song actually happened over an Xbox microphone. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I had like a... Basically, it was like a microphone for if you're talking to people, like a Skyping kind of thing.
Yeah.
Desktop microphone, that was it. That's all I had at the time. We had a little piano keyboard because my sister played piano. And I would just put that little microphone, bend it over the keyboard, play a little something. I barely knew how to play piano, but I was like, hey, this sounds good. And then I'd play it like that, bring up that microphone, record my voice. Back then, I didn't care about EQ, all this other stuff. It was just like pure soul, you know, heart and soul in the music. And that's how I got started. You know, people were like, well, the concept sounds good. I was like, all right, let me try and make, you know, my equipment a little bit better. And then I started improving from there.
That is Ralph Chumbati, otherwise known as RTC. You can hear him on our Capital Soundtrack project, and you can read more about him online and see pictures of his homemade studio at WAMU.org. Ralph, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. It's great.